How many are having a good time? Praise the Lord. Before I get home, I'm going to be a good dancer. I have danced all day. When I lay down at night, all I can see is all you people standing up here dancing. I think we dance all night. Pray that I don't dance all night, because I'm tired the next morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. How many have enjoyed all these messages? I so much enjoyed the message this morning. Line on line, precept on precept. More and more about what the Holy Spirit does for us as we pray in tongues. One of the most wonderful things that the Holy Spirit does is that He is praying the mysteries of God. But in a certain way, for a little while, it's a mystery to us what he's actually saying for us. And that's a good thing. Because if we knew what he was praying, we may not pray it. The word says, he that prays in the Spirit, he does not understand with his natural mind. When we first start praying in tongues, sometimes we think that we're dictating to God what we're praying about in tongues by what we're thinking about. That's not true. The Holy Spirit bypasses our understanding. Sometimes we might be thinking like this. I have a certain need in my life. I need a new cell phone. I need electricity in my house. I need to be recognized by others. Especially if I'm a pastor. I need more respect. So as I'm praying to God, and as I'm speaking in the Spirit, my mind might be thinking like this. God help them to recognize my authority. And as I'm praying in tongues, I'm thinking the Holy Spirit is saying the same thing. He's not praying the same thing. He's praying the heart of God. His heart is this, that we walk in more love. Sometimes when I think he's praying for one of my personal needs, he's praying for things that are really important. Like me loving my wife more. Like me treating my wife better. I love her dearly. But he loves her more than me. Sometimes we think the Holy Spirit is praying for certain needs. The Word of God says this: men, Don't be bitter against your wives, because that can hinder your prayers. Sometimes we think we have mighty dreams and plans for the church, but the Holy Spirit starts on the foundation. Before Kenya can be changed, before Mongolia can be changed, you have to be changed. I have to be changed. No need to go outside until the inside gets changed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we say, thank you, Holy Spirit, for hiding from us what you're praying until we can take it. We want to take it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
My wife was sharing, and as she was sharing, I was thinking about some things. Some things that I thought about even earlier today. When Pastor Jim was talking about how the Holy Spirit prays for your future, I began to realize how much he had prayed for my future. I was born again at a very early age. I don't have a wild testimony. I thank God for all those that did and got saved. This is my testimony. Saved at 11. Filled with the Holy Ghost at 12. Never backslid. Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But I needed the Holy Ghost. As I got older, Candy and I were married at 18. 18 years old. We've been married for 36 years. Actually, that's wrong. Since you see that we've been married 36 years, we got married at 2 years old. That's how young we are. I'm kidding. We got married and went away to Bible college. And were there for 4 years. Graduated and came back and started working for my father in a big construction business. My family knows me as Bronk. My real name is Gary. But I don't think anybody in the world knows me as Gary. Now the word Bronk comes from the word Bronco.
Na ile neno bronc inatoka kwa ile neno bronco.
And that's a wild horse.
Na unajua hiyo ni farasi ambao ni ya mwituni.
I was raised on a cattle ranch.
Na nilikuwa nimekuzwa katika ile zizi la kufuga farasi.
And both my grandfathers were in cattle.
Na wale mababu zangu pia walikuwa ni wale ambao wanafuga mifugo.
So one of them named me Bronco, or
na,
Bronc.
Na kile ambacho nilifanya niwe Bronc.
So now you know what my name means.
Kwa hivyo mnajua maana ya jina langu.
I'm a wild horse. Tamed by Jesus.
Mimi ni farasi mwitu. Farasi wa Yesu. Amen.
My grandfather taught me a number of things in the woods.
Babu yangu alinielezea mambo kadhaa.
I wrestled wild hogs.
Na mambo mengine ambayo inahusiana yale mieleka.
And my grandfather and my dad also taught me how to catch alligators with my hands.
Na babu yangu pia akanieleza jinsi ambavyo naweza kuvishika na niziweke mikononi.
Crocodiles.
Amen.
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 So now you wonder, why did Pastor Jim bring this guy?
Because
we're not afraid. And we kept praying in tongues. When I came back after Bible college,
niliporudi kutoka kwa chuo cha Biblia,
there were a number of years that went by.
Kuna baadhi ya miaka yaliyopita.
In 1996,
na kwa miaka 96,
I began to get so hungry for God.
Nikaanza kuwa na njaa na kiko kwa ajili ya Mungu.
Something began to happen inside of me that I can hardly explain.
Kuna kiu ambayo ilinishika moyoni mwangu ambapo singeweza kufafanua zaidi.
I wanted God more than anything else.
Nilikuwa na kuhitaji Mungu zaidi ya chochote kile.
And I began to cry out, God, I know you're doing something in the earth.
Na nikaanza kulia ya kwamba Mungu ninajua ya kwamba unatenda jambo katika ulimwengu.
Show me what you're doing.
Unioneshe kila ambacho unakitenda.
And I began to say, Lord, send me a mentor, a teacher that will take me into the next place.
Na nikamuuliza Mungu unitumie mtu atakaye nifunza anipeleke katika nyanja ya hali ya juu.
The beginning, what gives God the right to come and take you to the next place.
Kile ambacho inamruhusu Mungu ili aingie kwako na kupeleka katika nyanja nyingine.
Is a hungry heart.
Ni ile moyo ulio na kiu ama njaa.
That's why a lot of times when you share your message with someone,
ndio maana wakati mwingine unaposhiriki ile ujumbe wako na mwingine,
and they're really not that excited about it,
na pengine hawasimuliwi na ile ujumbe,
it's because their heart's not yet hungry.
Ni kwa sababu mioyo yao hazina njaa.
But as I begin to say, Lord, send me this mentor, show me how to go to the next place.
Na nikaanza kumwambia Bwana Mungu unitumie atakaye nifunza anionyeshe mahali gani na stahili niendende.
Someone began to give me tapes.
Ndipo kuna mwingine akaanza kunipatia kanda.
A lady in our church began to give me Dave Roberson tapes.
Na mama moja kanisani akaanza kunipatia kanda ambazo ni za ule mhubiri amesema.
And as I began to listen to these tapes,
na nilipoanza kuyasikiliza mahubiri ya huyo mtumishi,
I knew down deep in here,
nilikuwa ninajua ndani ya ukina moyo wangu,
that I had received the answer,
ya kwamba nilikwisha pokea majibu,
to going to the next place.
Ili nikapata kuenenda katika kiwango kingine.
In 1997,
na katika miaka 97,
this person brought us to the family prayer center in Tulsa.
Huyu mtu alikuwa ametuchukua mahali inaitwa Texas.
That's when we run into these guys.
Hapo ndipo tulikutana na huyu.
And that's when the Holy Spirit began this walk of power in us.
Na hii ndio wakati ambao Roho Mtakatifu alianza mwendo wa nguvu ya Roho Mtakatifu.
I already believed in praying in tongues.
Mimi nilikuwa nimekwishaamini katika hali ya kuongea kwa lugha.
I already believed in speaking the mysteries in the Spirit.
Nilikuwa naamini katika hali ya kunena ile mambo makuu ya Mungu katika lugha.
But Pastor Dave Roberson,
lakini mchungaji Dave Roberson,
began to teach us line on line.
Alianza kutufundisha mstari kwa kanuni kwa kanuni.
That this was something that we could do continuously all the time on purpose.
Ya kwamba hii ilikuwa ni kitu ambacho tungeweza kutenda mara kwa mara na kila wakati.
Just because we wanted to.
Ni kwa sababu tulikuwa tunatamani.
And this is what I encourage you with.
Na hii ndio jambo ambalo ninawahimiza.
After you leave this conference,
baada ya kutoka kwenye kongamano hili,
you're going to have to purpose in your heart.
Lazima utakuwa na kitu moyoni mwako.
The Holy Spirit's not going to take you over.
Roho Mtakatifu atakupeleka.
But he's going to wait for you to make those decisions.
Bali atakusubiri ukapate kufanya baadhi ya maamuzi hiyo.
Once we begin to pray in the Spirit more and more,
na unapoanza kuenena kuongea ama kuomba katika lugha kila wakati,
things begin to happen at that conference.
Vitu vitaanza kutendeka kwenye kongamano.
I was instructed by the Holy Spirit.
Na nilikuwa nimepewa maagizo na Roho Mtakatifu.
How to take the next step in my life.
Ya kwamba nitakupeleka katika nyanja nyingine maishani.
At that time I was not in the ministry full time.
Na wakati ule sikuwa katika huduma kila wakati.
But the Holy Spirit began to give me a prescription for my life.
Lakini Roho Mtakatifu akanipatia maagizo maishani mwangu.
He said to me, if you will go back home after this conference,
akaniambia kama utakaporudi nyumbani baada ya kongamano hili,
and if you will start doing so many hours a day,
na kama utakuwa ukaanza kutekeleza jambo hili kwa masaa mengi zaidi kwa siku,
in praying in tongues,
unapoenena kwa dini,
then I will launch you to the next level,
na mimi nitakuingiza katika upeo kingine,
I will take you into full-time ministry,
nitakupeleka katika ile huduma mfululizo.
And as a result, I did what the Holy Spirit said.
Na matokeo ya kwamba nilitenda kile Roho Mtakatifu aliniagiza.
Within just a few months,
na baada ya miezi kadhaa,
amazing things started happening. All kinds of things started being separated from my life. Major changes took place. And the Lord launched us into ministry. Now I want to encourage you with this. If you go out of here this week and you've heard from the Lord, not just the foundation of this message, but what He wants you to do, I can promise you this: your life will never be the same. Never be the same. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What we're teaching you this week is two different things. Praying in tongues and the Word of God. But there are also some other limbs on which the Holy Spirit gives us in the Word of God. Praying in tongues and the Word are revelation gifts. And truth is what the Lord wants you to have this week. But my testimony is this. Through the years as I have prayed in tongues, the Holy Spirit has brought other things into my life. It's a powerful revelation of private. If there's a powerful revelation of private worship. As you begin to worship God, Jesus had an encounter in John chapter 4 with the woman of Samaria. And he told her that the Jews understood God. They had the revelation of God. He said, you don't know what you worship. For God is a spirit. And those who worship Him will worship Him in spirit and truth. He said the hour is coming when the true worshipers will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now what he was saying by that was this. He wasn't saying that God was going around waiting for people to get into a worship. And really feel the Holy Ghost. But he was saying this, that once I go to the cross, I'm going to give you the spiritual DNA. That you're going to have a spirit within you that cries, Abba, Father. I want to get to know you. And it does not matter the circumstances. It doesn't matter what you feel. It does not have to have a worship band. It's independent of surroundings. But you can determine to get to know God as you begin to worship Him out of your new nature. As this happens, the presence of God will come into your life. Just like the Word builds line on line revelation, the Holy Spirit can come with presence and presence and presence. This atmosphere has something to do, it affects you on the inside. It causes you to believe the Word all the more. Out of that atmosphere becomes something. A presence that will affect your life. And a presence that will affect others' lives. One of the things that I saw begin to happen as the Holy Spirit showed us the revelation of worship in His Word. not just corporate worship as we're having now, but a place of private worship. I begin to see miracles increase in my life. Because there was a presence in me and on me that I had never experienced before. I began to see a lot of different cancers being healed. Not because I had a special gift. Not because I was special. But I was getting to know my Father like never before. Hallelujah.
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 I encourage you.
Mimi nawahimiza.
As you leave here this week, that a lot of different things are going to change in your life. As you continue to pray in tongues, you're going to have a greater desire to get to know your Father. Find those places of worship. Turn with me to John, or to Mark chapter 4. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There was a powerful, powerful prophecy last night. There was a tremendous warning by the Holy Spirit. And I would just want to say this. Part of this will be prophecy. In fact, all of this will be prophecy. The enemy is going to come and challenge in a tremendous way this week. Because, how do you know? One, I know by the Spirit. And secondly, I know by the Word of God. The enemy is going to come and try to steal the words that you've heard this week. But if you're prepared in the Spirit, he will not be able to steal God's Word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said in John, in Mark chapter 4, this is a very familiar parable. We're not going to read the first part of this. But Jesus said this in verse
13.
And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? And how then will you know all parables?
Akawaambia amjui mfano huu, basi mifano yote mtaitambuaje?
The sower soweth the word.
Mpanzi aliupanda neno.
Now this week you're hearing the word of God sown, are you not?
Na wiki hii jamani mmekuwa mkisikiliza neno la Bwana linapandwa.
And Jesus said in 15, and these are they by the wayside where the word of God is sown. But when it has been sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts.
Mstari wa 15 inasema ya kwamba hawa ndio walio kando ya njia lepandwapo neno, nao wakisha kusikia mara huja shetani akaliondoa lile neno lililopandwa mioyoni mwao.
How many of you understand by the word of God that it is the enemy's plans?
Na wangapi ambao wanajua ya kwamba nini mipango ya ule adui?
To try to steal the word of God.
Ili ajaribu sana aliibe neno la Mungu.
Immediately out of your heart.
Na punde tu linapopanda moyoni mwako.
If we know this,
kama tunalijua hili,
then we'll begin to protect our hearts.
Lazima tukapanda kujitunza mioyoni mwetu.
We'll begin to know with knowledge from the very beginning.
Lazima tujue maarifa yake tukianzia mwanzo.
How he comes.
Jinsi ambavyo shetani huja.
Verse 16 says this.
Mstari wa 16 usema hivi.
And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time, and afterward, when the afflictions and persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended.
16, kadhalika na hawa ndio wapandao penye miamba ambao kwamba wakisha kulisikia lile neno mara ulipokea kwa furaha ila hawana mizizi ndani yao bali hudumu muda mchache kisha ikitokea dhiki au udia kwa ajili ya lile neno mara ujikua.
The word says here, Jesus says here that when the word was sown, people could receive it with great gladness.
Na Yesu anasema ya kwamba wakati neno limepandwa watu wanaweza kulipokea na furaha kubwa.
But immediately the enemy would come to steal that word.
Lakini adui anapokuja hivi punde ili alibe lile neno.
As he says afterwards, when afflictions and persecution arises.
Anasema ya kwamba mateso na udia inapofika kwa ajili ya hilo neno.
There will things that will try to come to take the word from us.
Kuna vitu ambavyo vitakuja maishani mwetu vikapate kuibia ile neno ambalo limepandwa ndani yetu.
Afflictions and persecutions arising for the word's sake.
Mateso na udhia zinafika kwa ajili ya ile neno limepandwa.
Why does the enemy come?
Kwa nini adui anakuja?
Because of the word that's been put in you.
Kwa ajili ya neno ambalo limepandwa mioyoni mwenu.
He's not after you so much.
Yeye ashughuliki na wewe sana.
But if the word endures in you.
Lakini ile neno ambalo linastahimili moyoni mwako.
If you have not lost the word.
Kama hujalipoteza lile neno.
By this time next year.
Kwa wakati huu miaka ijayo.
You're going to be a different person.
Wewe utakuwa mtu tofauti. Amen.
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 In between now and then.
Kuanzia wakati huu na mwaka ujao.
Between now and the next conference.
Kuanzia mwaka huu na ile kongamano lijalo.
There's going to be many opportunities to worship God.
Kuna nafasi nyingi itakayotokea kwa kuabudu Mungu.
Afflictions and persecutions are going to try to come.
Mateso na udhia tajaribu kuja.
To take the word from us.
Nikapata kutoa lile neno kwetu.
Verse 18 says, these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful.
Mstari wa 18 anasema hivi, na hawa ndio wale wapandao penye miiba, ni watu wazisikiao lile neno, na shughuli za dunia na udanganyifu na mali na tamaa za mambo mengine zikiingia ulisonga lile neno likawa alizai.
Say this with me.
Hebu sema hivi na mimi.
I'm not going to be unfruitful. Hallelujah.
Mimi sitakosa kuzaa. Sema hivyo.
Verse 20 says, and these are they which are sown among good ground, such as hear the word and receive it and bring forth fruit some 30, 60, and 100 fold.
Na mstari wa 20 nasema hivi, na hawa ndio waliopandwa penye udongo ulio nzuri, ni watu waliosikia, walisikiayo lile neno na kulipokea na kuzaa matunda 1:30, 1:60 na 1:100.
If you continue in the word of God,
unapodumu katika neno,
and it cannot be snatched from you,
na haiwezi ikachukuliwa kwako,
there's going to be a continual growing process.
Utakuwa na ile hali ya kukuzwa,
there's going to be 30, 60, and 100 fold.
Na utakuwa unatoa 60, 30 na 100.
The Holy Spirit has a plan for your life.
Roho Mtakatifu ana mipango maishani mwako.
The most amazing part is what Jesus said in the next couple of verses.
Jambo la kushangaza zaidi ni kile ambacho Yesu alisema kwa mistari ifuatayo.
He says that the enemy is going to come as a result of what has been sown.
Alisema adui atakuja kwa sababu ya kile kilichopandwa.
But the good ground takes that word and allows it to stay within it.
Lakini udongo lenye rutuba inachukua lile neno na linaweka ndani.
And it will continue to go to a process of maturity.
Na inaenda kwenda katika ile hatua ya ukomavu.
And he said unto them, verse 21.
Na anasema kwa mstari wa 21.
Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick?
Akawaambia maonaje, taa huja ili kuwekwa chini ya pishi au mvunguni.
For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifest, neither was anything kept secret, but it should come abroad. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear.
Kwa maana hakuna neno lililositirika ila makusudi lije likadhihirika, wala hakuna lililofichwa ila makusudi lije likatokea wazi.
The Holy Spirit, when he comes in,
Roho Mtakatifu anapoingia ndani,
through the birth of the new nature,
kupitia kwa ile kuzaliwa kwa ule utu upya,
lights your candle, Now the context of scripture here, he's talking about the word of God. How that it can go from 30, 60 to 100 fold. And if you allow it to, there's nothing in that word that will be hid. But he's also saying this, that as the Holy Spirit prays these mysteries of the Word of God, what stopped others will not be able to stop you. Hallelujah. There won't be anything hid from the illumination process of the Word of God. When you don't understand why you were failing in other areas, the Holy Spirit will take His flashlight and He'll say, that's it. Even if everybody else told you in the past, I've argued with my wife before, I've argued with my children before, and I've said, no, I don't have that fault in my life. And then as I kept praying in tongues, there was nothing hid to the word of God that wasn't revealed to me. The Holy Spirit shined the flashlight on my faults so they weren't hid from me, so that I could change. Hallelujah. I don't want to be stopped. I don't want to be one of those that the enemy pulls the word of God out. If I can keep my ground good, then I can continue to grow from glory to glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now let me just say a few things in the spirit and in the practical. Jesus said this, that if the good man of the house would have known the hour in which the thief was coming, he would have stood his ground. I want you to go out of here this week rejoicing in the Lord. But I think it's also very important that we understand with knowledge that we've begun a process. It is the beginning process. If we understand that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and to try to take the word of God from us, then we're going to stand our ground. And we're not going to let it be taken from us. Knowledge will save you. Knowledge of the Word of God. If we understand these things, we're not ignorant to them. So we must decide now. One of the things that we must decide now is this. What are you going to do with this message? Good intentions will not take you to the next place. What you must begin to decide right now. If Pastor Jim says that by the word of God he can show you, where the more that you pray in tongues and the more you meditate the word of God, you're going to change. Change is very important. Kenya needs change in you. But the knowledge that you must have is this. What am I going to do with this next week? How am I going to follow up on this? Before these meetings are over, you need to make appointments with God. You need to begin to say, this is what I'm going to do. Holy Spirit, how do you want me to do this? What amount of time do you want? What amount of time in your word? Because one of the ways that the enemy steals the word from us is with good intentions. But if we realize this and begin to make these appointments, then we're ready to go forward. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good intentions of praying in tongues, even though you intend to with all your heart, will not change you. But praying in tongues will. The other thing that we need to understand is this. That the more that you can rehearse these things among yourself. The word of God says in the book of Acts. That they were from house to house. Breaking bread and having prayer with each other. But they were rehearsing the doctrine of the apostles. Don't let the enemy steal the word this week. Continue to find like brethren. It's amazing the word calls them like brethren. There are many brethren out there, but sometimes they're not like brethren. Find the people that have heard this message. Associate with others, but continue to talk this among yourselves. Because the more that you talk it, the more that it will grow inside of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then also understand this. Philippians 3. Well, let's just turn there. Philippians 3. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many love Jesus? Verse 17 says this. It says, brethren, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example.
Ndugu zangu, munifuate mimi, mkawatazame wao waendao kwa wafuata mfano tulio wapa ninyi.
For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
Maana wengi wenenda ambao nimewaambieni mara nyingi habari zao, na sasa nawaambia hata kwa machozi kuwa ni adui za msalaba wa Kristo.
Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things.
Mwisho wao ni uharibifu, Mungu wao ni tumbo, utukufu wao huu katika fedheha yao, waini yao mambo ya duniani.
In 17 he says, be ye followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example.
17 inasema munifuate mimi kama kawatazame wao waendao katika kumfuata mfano mlio.
Another place Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Katika mahali zingine Paulo anasema mnifuate navyo mfuata Kristo.
But he also wants us to mark others.
Na pia anataka tukapata kutambua watu wengine.
Understanding who are going forward in Christ.
Tujue kwamba ni nani wanaoenda mbele kwa Kristo.
And say, that's the kind of person I want to be. That's the kind of people I want to fellowship with.
Na ukasema ya kwamba huyo ni mtu ambaye natamani nikuwa naye na nitembee pamoja naye.
He said there are many who walk.
Anasema kuna wengine ambao mwenendo wao.
He gave them a warning.
Aliwapatia onyo.
Who are the enemies of Christ?
Ambao ni maadui wa msalaba wa Kristo.
He says their God is their belly.
Anasema miungu yao ni tumbo.
I have a teaching that I've done on this before.
Mimi kuna mafundisho nimetenda hapo awali.
I call it big belly preachers.
Mimi naita kwamba ni mahubiri ya wahubiri walio na tumbo kubwa.
This isn't talking about preachers that are overweight.
Yaani wao wanaongea juu ya tumbo yao kila wakati.
This word belly means a place of womb or a place deep inside. It really means a place where their doctrine comes from. Many preachers want to teach their doctrine so that they can get recognition. And Paul is warning here, watch out for preachers who exalt their doctrine above God and want recognition for it. So it's vitally important that you go out of here this week with an awareness. Mark those that are following this. I'm not talking about being judgmental towards others, but something vital is starting this week. In fact, it began last year. How many are ready for this to continue to grow? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One of the things that can hinder more than anything else. One of the things that can stop the move of God quicker than anything else is strife and unforgiveness. As you go forward past this conference, understand this. Keep our hearts pure. Matthew chapter 18. Hallelujah. Let's look at verse 21. Then came Peter to him, speaking about coming to Jesus, and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times?
Kisha Pedro akamwendea, akamwambia Bwana, ndugu yangu anikosee mara ngapi nami nimsamehe? Hata mara saba?
Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven.
Yesu akamwambia, sikwambii hata mara saba, bali hata saba mara sabini.
Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened to a certain king which would take an account of his servants.
Kwa sababu hii ufalme wa mbinguni imefanana na mfalme mmoja aliyetaka kufanya hesabu na kutumwa na watumwa wake.
And when he began to reckon with one, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents.
Alipoanza kuifanya aliletewa mtu mmoja awiwaye talanta 10,000.
For as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment be made.
Naye alipokosa cha kulipa bwana wake akaamuru auzwe yeye na mkeo na watoto wake na vitu vyote alivyo navyo.
And the servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all.
Basi yule mtumwa akaanguka akamsujudia akisema, Bwana nivumilie nami nitakulipa yote pia.
And the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt.
Bwana wa mtumwa yule akamhurumia akamfungua akamsamehe ile deni.
How many are glad you've been forgiven the debt of sin?
Wangapi ambao wanafurahi kwa sababu wamesamehewa ile deni?
It's an unmeasurable debt.
Yani deni isiyohesabika.
God has forgiven us of everything.
Mungu ametusamehe kwa yote.
But the word says in verse 28, but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence. And he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what thou owest.
Verse 28.
The difference here was an incredible debt versus a small debt.
Jambo la ajabu ilikuwa ni deni kubwa na deni ndogo.
In verse 29, and the fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all."
Mstari wa 26 inasema hivi, basi mjoli wake akaanguka miguuni pake akamsii akisema, "Nivumilie, nami nitakulipa yote pia."
And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt.
Lakini akutaka, akaenda akamtupa kifungoni hata atakapoilipa ile deni.
And when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told their lord all that was done.
Basi wajoli wake walipoyaona yaliyotendeka, walisikitika sana wakaenda wakamuelezea bwana wao yote yaliyotendeka.
And then the lord, after he had called him, said unto him, "O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt because thou desirest me. Should not thou also have come or had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?"
Ndipo bwana wake akamwita akamwambia, "Ewe mtumwa mwovu, nalikusamehe wewe deni ile yote uliponisii. Nawe je, haikukupasa kumrehemu mjoli wako kama mimi nilivyokurehemu wewe?"
And the Lord was angry and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him.
Bwana wake akaghadhibika akampeleka kwa watesaji hata atakapolipa deni ile yote.
The most amazing part of this parable is this.
Na jambo la ajabu sana kuhusu methali ama mfano hivyo hivi.
So likewise shall your heavenly Father do also unto you if you from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses.
Mstari wa 35 ndio ajabu, ndivyo na baba yetu baba yangu wa mbinguni atakavyowatenda ninyi msipowasamehe kwa mioyo yenu kila mtu ndugu yake.
This is an understanding that the Holy Spirit wants us to understand.
Hii ni ufahamu ambao Roho Mtakatifu anatamani tukapate kufahamu.
That some of the things that the enemy is going to try to come with.
Ni baadhi ya mambo ambao adui atajaribu kuja nayo.
As a result of the foundation that's been laid this week.
Baada ya hii misingi ambayo imewekwa wiki hii.
Is opportunities for unforgiveness.
Ni ile nafasi ama tunu ya kutosamehe.
What he's wanting to stop.
Kile ambacho anataka akomeshe.
Is revival in Kenya.
Ni ile ufufuo katika nchi.
But if you choose to forgive,
lakini ukichagua kusamehe,
because you've been forgiven,
kwa sababu hata wewe umesamehewa,
the enemy will not be able to take the word of God from
you. Adui hatachukua neno la Mungu kwako.
Nor will the enemy be able to put you,
na kuna vile atakavyokuweka,
in a place of prison,
kwa mahali ambapo pa utumwa.
We want to see this continue to grow.
Tunatamani tuone kwamba mambo haya yanaendelea.
As you've received the Father's forgiveness,
kama vile ulivyopokea msamaha wa Baba,
purpose in your heart that no matter what comes, that no matter what's said to you, you will not give an offense, nor will you take an offense. And by that the Holy Spirit is able to allow a strong channel of His glory.
Ya mtiririko moyoni mwako,
to continue to change you from glory to glory.
Ili ukapate kubadilishwa kutoka utukufu mmoja hadi nyingine.
What he's wanting is to build upon these truths.
Ile ambacho anaona ni kwamba tukapate kujenga juu ya utukufu wenu huu.
It's not more and more conferences.
Sio zaidi ya kongamano na kongamano.
Although more conferences will be good.
Ama kufanya kongamano zaidi itakuwa ni vema.
It's not trying to have conferences on every corner.
Lakini sio kwamba tuwe na kongamano kila mahali.
But it's once we come together like this.
Lakini anatamani kwamba tunapokuja pamoja kama hii.
That we stay in the unity of this.
Tukapata kusimama katika umoja.
And that we continue to build on this.
Tukapata kujenga juu ya hii.
It'd be great to have conferences everywhere.
Kuwa na kongamano kila mahali itakuwa ni ajabu.
But sometimes more is not better.
Lakini wakati mwingine zaidi na nyingi zaidi sio bora.
What is better is this.
Kile kilicho bora ni hii.
Get on the foundation.
Hebu enda katika msingi.
Get in unity.
Hebu chukua katika umoja.
And stay in unity.
Hebu mukae katika umoja.
Stay focused.
Mukae pale kwa mtazamo.
Don't let the enemy take you to the right or the left. He's going to come with offenses.
Atakuja na vikwazo.
But you're going to stay on the word of God.
Lakini utasimama wewe kwa neno la Mungu.
You're not going to promote yourself.
Wewe hautaenda kujikweza.
You're not going to do things to try to make yourself look better.
Hautafanya vitu ili uonekane kwamba wewe ni mwema zaidi.
The word says this.
Bali neno lasema.
though you have 10,000 instructors in Christ. That means you may sit around the table with someone and have coffee or tea or Coke. And they may pound the table and instruct you in their doctrine. Sometimes it's good. Sometimes it's not so good. But the word says this, though you have thousands of instructors in Christ, have not many fathers. Fathers are those who speak the word and put a foundation into your life. And it's confirmed by the Holy Spirit as you pray in tongues. Don't listen to everybody about forming your doctrine. First, listen to the Holy Spirit and mark those that have an example of the truth that we're teaching. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Just stand with me this afternoon. Praise the Lord.